Another Monday morning in Berrington Brow. Alex announces at breakfast on Monday that he has to take all the ingredients for his cookery class today. The domestic science lesson, or food technology class as it is now called, is first thing after assembly. I shriek at Alex that he could have told me earlier, whereupon he replies in injured tones that he'd forgotten all about it, but at least he has remembered now. He produces a recipe with a dauntingly long list of ingredients. Needless to say, I do not have half of them in the house and have to dash to the local mini-market come newsagent, where of course prices are high. I do not have sufficient money, but the shopkeeper says he will deduct the cost of the food from Alex's paper round wages this week. We jump into the car, Alex loaded with food, an oven-proof dish, plus his homework and games kit. I manage to drive as far as the end of the road before Alex remembers he should also have his cookery apron, as the teacher fines pupils 20 pence if they forget to bring one. So I have to reverse the car back home, and Alex strolls down the path to the house as if we have all the time in the world. He reappears with the apron and tells me it is a good job we had to go back, as he had also forgotten his dinner money. That evening, as we are sitting in the front room, watching an Eddie Izzard video and eating the pasta savoury from Alex's cookery class, Alex suddenly asks me if I could ever marry a transvestite. I think for a moment, and then reply that I would have no problem with this, provided he also took dress size 16. To learn more about life in Berrington Brow, please go to the website berringtonbrow.co.uk or the Pennine Pens website and order the book.